I'm Marco Werman. This is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. The misery of the people of Zimbabwe is spilling beyond its borders. Cholera is now spreading to neighboring South Africa. But the government of Robert Mugabe seems determined to keep the world from seeing Zimbabwe's problems firsthand. This weekend, he refused to allow former U.S. President Jimmy Carter, former U.N. Secretary General Kofi Annan, and South Africa's Graça Machel into the country. But that hasn't stopped the trio from speaking out. Laura Lynch reports from Johannesburg.
Far away from the hunger, the disease, and the death in Zimbabwe, in this Johannesburg neighborhood, the only cries are screams of joy as children spin madly on a merry-go-round. A sunny summer day has brought out young families to this park, a park filled with Zimbabweans who have come here illegally. 27-year-old Panolo left in March and left his two sons behind. He's heard the stories about the cholera outbreak, and it doesn't surprise him. After all, the hygiene is bad, he says, and it's getting worse.
I know the hygiene there is bad, and it's becoming worse, because we could stay for 5 days without water. Electricity comes once, maybe twice a week, and then this is it. I mean, what else can you do?
Refusing to let Robert Mugabe's snub stop them, Jimmy Carter, Kofi Annan, and Graça Machel spent the weekend scouring Johannesburg, speaking to anyone and everyone about the situation in Zimbabwe. Today, Carter told reporters his verdict. Cholera is claiming lives at an alarming rate, there is growing hunger, and the medical and education systems are in virtual collapse.
These are all indications that the crisis in Zimbabwe is much greater, much worse than anything that we had ever imagined.
Graça Machel was once a welcome guest of Robert Mugabe. Now the wife of Nelson Mandela has been refused entry twice within months by a leader she accuses of either neglect or worse, indifference.
Either the leadership doesn't have a clear picture of how deep is the suffering of their own people, or they don't care. Because anyone sensible with that scale and the depth of suffering would do, with no delay, everything possible to stop deaths, to stop suffering, and to protect people.
Pressure is growing from other quarters as well. South Africa is now withholding millions in agricultural aid until a new unity government is formed. Governing party leader Jacob Zuma wants both sides to compromise, and quickly. The urgency comes with news that at least one South African has died after being exposed to the cholera outbreak.
There must be a sense to all of us as leaders, but mainly the leaders in Zimbabwe, that the situation has just gone beyond a situation where we could say, let us wait and see. We have got to act and act now.
Talks toward forming a power-sharing government have been stalled for weeks over the question of who controls key ministries. Today, though, it seemed clear the pressure is building on the opposition movement for democratic change to give way. MDC spokesman George Sibachiwe knows people's lives are at stake, but he doesn't want a deal that gives his party no real power.
It's true. The people dying of cholera do not care who gets which ministry, and I agree. That has always been our position. We are the first people in Zimbabwe as a political formation to acknowledge the humanitarian crisis. Mugabe has never publicly acknowledged the humanitarian crisis. So it is not correct to allocate blame to the MDC as to the humanitarian crisis. If the MDC rushes into a government, and they get into a government and they're unable to provide solutions, the humanitarian situation will get worse.
While the debate goes on, Zimbabweans here are hungry for news from home. Steps away from the merry-go-round, there's a lengthy lineup behind a bank of pay telephones. Panolo is waiting there too, waiting for a chance to talk to his boys. He's not interested in politics. He wants a more radical solution, asking the world to come in and get rid of Mugabe by force, if need be.
If they do realize that a lot of us are suffering, yeah. If they can come and intervene in our land, maybe even take that guy out of power, is it by force or anything, it's okay.
But intervention by force is unlikely to happen. Tomorrow, another round of power-sharing negotiations will begin here in South Africa. And while they talk, more and more Zimbabweans are going hungry, getting sick, and dying. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch in Johannesburg.